your body, and your soul. Soul. Soul.
Yes, crew. A very warm welcome along. As you know, this, the Glitterbox Radio Show. My name is Melvo Baptiste, and today we have a bit of a special one for you. Recently announced that Grace Jones will make her long-awaited Glitterbox debut at the end of July. So at the midway point of today's radio show, we will replay a Grace Jones special we recorded a few years back with a couple of talking heads, Ellie Escobar and Jellybean Benitez as well. Aside from that, lots of great music to play you, and we kick off with an anthem. The Roger Sanchez mix of Juliet Roberts and Caught in the Middle. I love this. Welcome along.
From an oasis, that's how you came to me. In my image of excellence and passion, where my eyes mistreated me. It's not fair how you broke down my defenses. Yes, it's really true that you were free, but I didn't care, cause I'm living for the moment. Remembering the very first time my heart beat like a
Litter box. Jukebox, a disco high.
Feliz já que se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela vez soy Corcovado, o redentor.
Glitterbox Radio Show. Right, if you are in Ibiza up this coming Friday, we continue our residency at Amnesia. We welcome Horsemeat Disco, The House Revival Project, Moose T, Raven Mandela, The Shapeshifters, Yasmin, Dave Lee, DJ Spen, and Gok One returns as well. Right, in a few minutes' time, we will jump into our Grace Jones special. But right now, let's get into this one, the King Street mix of Do You Want It Right Now. Yeah, sounding so good on our radios today. Right now you're tuned in to the Glitterbox Radio Show. You just heard Executive and Celebrate Your Love. And as I've been talking about so much on the show today, at the end of this month, Grace Jones makes her long-awaited debut live at Glitterbox Amnesia. So we thought we'd replay you a household special we did a few years back.
There have been a few artists, you know, in the history of popular music that seem to operate in their own stratosphere. They don't seem to have any interest in following what everyone else is doing. They don't seem to care. And they seem very confident with whatever path they take as a recording artist. And she's one of those people to me. I mean, no one else sounds like her. And I don't think anyone ever will or could, you know?
I remember seeing her as a model first, because it was, you know, besides Beverly Johnson and her, I can't think of any other black woman that was, you know, a model at the time. And then maybe a couple of years after that, she had put out a couple of records on an independent label. called Bean Junction before her Island Records. And then she was going to perform at the Gallery for the first time. So that's my earliest memories. I actually have a test pressing of her first song that came out, which was Sorry on one side and That's the Trouble on the other.
Jones 12-inch record that I bought when I was kind of buying 12-inch records all the time was Nipple to the Bottle. I just remember like the drums were so hard on that, and like, yeah, I don't know, it was, I think it was like my favorite song to play by her back in those early days when I was DJing in the 90s.
Color One came into the world, it made me crazy. Get what you want, you scream and you shout, you're still a baby. Don't give me a line, keep the lid on the bottle this time, I'm still a lady. I won't do it tonight, I won't do it tonight, no way baby.
Nipple to the bottle, never satisfied.
Nipple to the bottle, never satisfied.
Nipple to the bottle.
know, I think there was a really interesting moment in the late 70s and early 80s when being kind of an androgynous-looking person was suddenly sort of not necessarily accepted by everyone, but it became kind of a normal thing, you know? Going back to talking about MTV and Duran Duran and people like, you know, the new romantic movement of the late 70s and early 80s and the punk movement and stuff. And then disco was exploding, and people were really kind of letting down their guard as far as what was considered traditional in terms of, you know, sexual identity or whatever. And then what was, and people were kind of just like, I think, not interested in adhering to those standards for a little while. So I think she was kind of like a perfect poster child for that movement. She's just one of the people. She was born exceptional.
Larry Levan's remix of Feel Up was sort of so different and ahead of the curve at the time and catered to the soulful club side, but also worked in what was then known as New Wave clubs. Pull Up to the Bumper is another one. I would say that those are my three favorite Grace Jones songs.
Listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show.
You poor thing can't walk. Why try to run? poor thing can't talk, much more have fun.
Maybe you have all dreams, but your dreams aren't real, but won't give up. You're feeling up, feel up here and not down there. Feeling up,
feel down there.
Escobar as well for your kind words. You heard five back to back to back to back records from Grace Jones, Slave to the Rhythm, Sorry, Nipple to the Bottle, Pull Up to the Bumper, and rounded out on the Danny Tenaglia mix of Feel Up. Friday the 24th of July, Grace Jones live, Glitterbox, Amnesia. On the night we also welcome Alini Rocha, Armin Van Elden, Belair, DJ Holographic, Course Me Disco, Natasha Diggs and the Shapeshifters as well. Right, we're getting back into the music. Second play for this one, sounding so good in the clubs, equally as good on the radios. Who and Can't Stop.
So good, so good.
we've been in the mix for the last three. We kicked off this section with Who and Can't Stop. We then played you an exclusive music forthcoming from the Shapeshifters, as we're super excited to start rolling out a forthcoming album from the Shapes. You heard On The Way Up, and almost rounding out today's show, finishing on something so sweet, so soulful, Jamaica Underground, Love Existing, and the Shelter mix of that one. One more to play you today. This, Caserta's King Street mix of Luther. Enjoy, and I'll see you next week.